The G20 nations want more growth and suggest doing what hasn't been producing it. Gold takes a pounding, and the handwriting on the wall as a major investment firm pulls out of Russia. I'm Charles Goyette, and this is your Freedom and Prosperity Commentary for Monday, September 22nd. And first, a glance at the week ahead. After existing home sales numbers for August from the National Association of Realtors on Monday, we'll get the Commerce Department report on new home sales on Wednesday. We'll hear about durable goods orders for August. That's on Thursday. Durable goods had a blow-off jump up 22.6% in July, which is why August is expected to come in sharply lower, down 17.1%. We'll get the third estimate of second quarter GDP growth on Friday. The last estimate placed it at 4.2%. The consensus now is that it will come in at about 4.6%. That's quite a jump after the economy shrank 2.1% in the first quarter. And then the calendar for the week is littered with dates of Fed officials speaking all around the country. Capitol Hill, though, will be quiet with Congress away until after the November elections, and President Obama addresses the UN General Assembly on Wednesday. Finance officials and central bankers from the G20 nations wrapped up their meeting in Australia on Sunday. The members pledged to boost economic growth, and so they turned to their same old playbook. They seem to have concluded that the way to do this is to print still more money and engage in even more deficit spending on infrastructure improvements this time around. We'd like to see the sanctions on Russia wound down and commercial relations allowed to ramp back up. That'd be good for the economic vitality of just about everybody. But here's a bellwether indicator that that might not be in the cards, one that I wanted you to be sure and hear about. The Blackstone Group, as you know, is one of the largest financial and investment firms in the world, and you have to assume it is well-connected, and indeed it is. Well, now, Blackstone is pulling out of Russia. Thanks to the sanctions and its inability to find any attractive deals there, Blackstone is closing operations in Russia and not renewing contracts that it had with consultants there. So here's the gold story with details from Bloomberg. Between lower prices and liquidations, gold ETFs have shrunk by $6.7 billion since June. GLD has fallen to 776 plus tons, which is the lowest since December 2008. Net long gold futures and options have fallen for 5 weeks in a row, while short positions are the highest that they have been since June. Well, it would have been easy to miss the news last week. It didn't get a lot of attention, but the House of Representatives passed legislation calling for an audit of the Federal Reserve. And it passed in a big way, too, by a vote of 333-92. That is a bigger majority than it got in 2012 when Ron Paul was pushing it still in Congress. A companion audit the Fed bill in the Senate by Rand Paul faces the refusal of Harry Reid there to even bring the issue up for a vote, even though the Senate bill already has 30 co-sponsors. And finally, this thought from colorful investment figure Mark Faber, who sees a bubble here and a bubble there and virtually a bubble everywhere, about which he is actually correct. Faber says that an unexpected event that could put a pin to these bubbles, a real black swan event in his description, would be a global recession. The big surprise, this is a quote, the big surprise will be that the global economy slows down and goes into recession, and that will shock markets. Well, if the global economy goes into a recession, it won't be a black swan or unexpected event to followers of these freedom and prosperity commentaries. In fact, from this corner, it is hard to see how a downturn can be avoided. That's your commentary for the new week. Thank you for joining us. I'm Charles Goyette.
For information on how to order Charles Goyette's Freedom and Prosperity newsletter and more, please log on to moneyandmarkets.com or call toll-free 1-800-291-8545.